listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Lazarus didn't go to heaven at his death. Abraham isn't in heaven. Abraham is dead and still in his grave and hasn't inherited the promise God made to him. We quoted scriptures to that effect last week, such as Acts 7, 1 through 5, Hebrews 11, 8 through 13, and John 8, verse 52. So Lazarus carried to Abraham's bosom simply means a spiritual relationship with Abraham through Christ, and that Lazarus will inherit eternal life in the kingdom of God that will be set up on this earth in the land of Palestine, the everlasting promises that God made to Abraham. Now let's go back to what Jesus said about Lazarus in Luke. Jesus said, "This beggar died, so like Abraham, he is still dead." He didn't go to heaven. This beggar is still dead. But Jesus said that after he died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now we know that where he was carried was not up to heaven, but into the status of a son and heir of Abraham to inherit the land on this earth and eternal life upon it at the time his father Abraham comes into his inheritance, and that will be at the time of the resurrection, the first resurrection. But notice, Lazarus is to be carried there by angels. When do the angels come down from heaven? In Matthew 25, we saw that it was at the second coming of Christ, at the time of the resurrection. Again, scriptures reveal, "Christ shall send his angels with a great sound of a trump, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds out of their graves in a resurrection." Matthew 24, verse 31, you can read that. The time when the angels carry Lazarus and the saints into sharing the inheritance with Abraham into Abraham's bosom is the time of the resurrection. Lazarus is to be resurrected and carried by the angels through the air to meet Christ at his return and to be with Abraham in inheriting relationship of father and son. Yes, how plain. Lazarus will then enjoy the fond embrace of his father, Abraham, through Christ, both then resurrected and living forevermore in the promised land then inherited. There is no doubt as to how the Bible uses the word bosom. Turn to Isaiah 40 and verse 11 if you have your Bible handy. If you don't, get it and turn there or jot this scripture down or jot these scriptures down. Isaiah 40 and verse 11, "Here God," it states, "will care for his people as a shepherd does for his sheep, which he will carry in his bosom." Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. You can read that in John 1, verse 18, enjoying the Father's blessing and close relationship. Moses carried the children of Israel in his bosom. To be in one's bosom is to have that one's love and protection and share his blessings and inheritance. So it will be at the resurrection when this all takes place, my friends. Now let's see what happened to the rich man and when. And Jesus said to him, "The rich man also died and was buried." You can read that in Luke 16, verse 22. Jesus did not say the rich man was taken immediately at that time to an eternal burning hell fire. He did not say the body was buried, but that the rich man himself was plunged immediately into a burning hell. He said the rich man died and the rich man himself was buried. Now one would hardly say of one being put into the burning cauldron, described as the imaginary hell, that the act of throwing one into the burning region was a burying of the person, would he? One is not buried unless he is covered up. People are buried in the grave and covered with earth. But the imaginary hell that was invented by Dante Alighieri, accepted by the Roman Catholic Church, and later most of the Protestants, is never pictured as a place of burial. But this rich man died and was buried. He himself was buried, not a house he lived in. Jesus said so. Read it in your own Bible. The rich man was buried. In the next verse, Jesus said, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes," verse 23. So the rich man was in a place called hell, after all, wasn't he? And in this hell he lifted up his eyes. His eyes had been closed in death, and now there came a time when they were open. He lifted up his eyes. What kind of hell is this? Startling though it may be, the rich man was buried in the same kind of hell Jesus was buried in. Yes, Jesus died and was buried, and in hell. In the first inspired sermon preached by Peter on the day that the New Testament church started, Peter said, speaking of David here, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. You can read that in Acts 2 and verse 31. Jesus also died and was buried, and in hell. He also lifted up his eyes when he was resurrected. Now let me explain that and make it plain. The New Testament was written in the Greek language. Your Bible is a translation in the English language. In the English language, your Bible probably reads, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes." However, in the original Greek in which the New Testament was written, there are three different Greek words, each having a totally different meaning, but all three of which were translated into the King James and the Catholic translations by the English word hell. One of the Greek words is Tartarus, which refers only to the present condition of darkness or perversion and of restraint of the falling angels or demons. Another is Gehenna, a place at the bottom of a high ledge at the south end of Jerusalem where garbage, refuse, and bodies of dead animals and the worst criminals were dumped over the ledge to be burned up down below. The fires were kept continually burning. They burned up or consumed, totally destroyed the bodies, the refuse that was dumped there. This is the word Jesus used when he spoke of being finally destroyed in hell fire. But the rich man was not buried in that hell. He was not in Gehenna. The third and most commonly used Greek word was written here by Luke is Hades. And Hades means the grave, a place of burial in the ground. When the King James translation of the Bible was made, Englishmen spoke commonly of putting their potatoes in hell for the winter. They buried them in the ground. This is the hell Jesus was buried in, the hell his soul was not left in, the grave or tomb from which he was resurrected, and this Hades was also the hell in which the rich man was buried. Now once again, Jesus did not say when this rich man in hell lifted up his eyes. Jesus pictured him as one of the wicked or lost. We must look to other scriptures to tell us when the rich man will lift up his eyes in the grave. Daniel speaks of the resurrection of the just and of the unjust. And many of them that sleep, their eyes closed, that is, in the dust of the earth, their graves buried in Hades, shall awake, lift up their eyes, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel 12, verse 2. Jesus said the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave, the original Greek word used is Hades, shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, including the rich man, unto the resurrection of judgment. You can read that in John 5, verses 28, 29. Here Jesus speaks of two different separate resurrections. Quoted above are scriptures showing that the dead in Christ are to be resurrected at his second coming. In 1 Corinthians 15, we read that all are to be resurrected, but in an order of different resurrections. Christ himself was resurrected 1,900 years ago or better. Afterward, in a different resurrection, they that are Christ at his coming, and then comes the end, indicating the resurrection of the unjust. In Revelation 20 and verse 4, we read of the resurrection of those in Christ at his coming. But Revelation 20 and verse 5 says, "But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." So the resurrection of the rich man and all the unjust or unsaved will take place after the millennium. It is pictured and described in Revelation 20, verse 11 through 12, if you'd like to read that. So while Jesus is speaking about the rich man and Lazarus, he did not say when the rich man will open his eyes and be resurrected out of his grave. Other scriptures do reveal that it will be after the millennium. Now notice Lazarus with Abraham and all the saints who are with Abraham. Children are to be resurrected at the time of Christ's coming. They shall live through the millennium, but the rest of the dead shall not live until 1,000 years are past. The rich man then will not come back to life until 1,000 years after Abraham, Lazarus, and all who are Christ have been made alive. Will this rich man be conscious of a great lapse of time? Your Bible says, if you will believe what it says, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, for the memory of them is forgotten. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5. There is no longer any conscience, any memory. They are totally unconscious. Job speaks of a dead man and says, his sons come to honor, and he knows it not, and they are brought low, but he perceives it not of them. Job 14, verse 21. Isaiah says, our father Abraham knows nothing of us today. Isaiah 63 and verse 16. David was inspired to write, his breath goes forth, he returned to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Psalms 146 and verse 4. Many times people have died, and by the drug adrenaline or other methods, the heart has been started beating again. Always, they say, they were totally unconscious. No dreams, no knowledge, just a total blank. The rich man, then, at the time of his resurrection, after the millennium, will come to consciousness, open or lift up his eyes, knowing absolutely nothing of the hours past and years since he died. To him, it will be the next fraction of a second from the time he died. It will seem to him as if it had gone immediately to this state or condition in which he finds himself, rising up out of the grave. If you would like to understand more about this topic, about Lazarus and the rich man, we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask for your free literature, Lazarus and the Rich Man, and Is Hell Real? And all you need to do is just call us toll-free, 1-800-611-8080, for your free literature. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. No one will pass your name, your address, your phone number out to anyone. So just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask for your free literature, Lazarus and the Rich Man, and Is Hell Real?
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.